Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
Hello.
Hey guys, I'm Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Brittany.
Hello.
And we're also joined by our lovely daughter, Daphne. Oh. Baby, you got to talk into the microphone.
Are you going to say hi?
Well.
Say hi.
Hello.
Okay. And we take our girls, Amelia and Daphne, on adventures through America's national parks, Texas state parks, or anywhere Brittany and I think would be fun. This podcast is about the lessons we learned during our experiences and our plans for future trips. Welcome to the ABCD
Adventures Podcast.
Lord. All right, so we're using some new equipment tonight for the first time. For Christmas, Brittany and the girls got me.
So we've been recording our podcast on just straight onto Chris's phone.
Yep.
For 2.5 seasons. Yeah. And so we've been saying we were going to get podcast equipment. So we finally did. I do wish I'd gotten Bluetooth capable. Sorry, honey.
That's okay, baby. This is still perfect.
Or at least with the headphones.
Like, it's a great starter set. I know. We'll figure it out.
So, I wonder if we can get some that have like a split, like that have two sets on one.
We'll figure it out. It's pretty good. So, as always, we always start out with our adventure spotlight of the week. Spotlight of the week. And Brittany, you're going to tell us about it because it's your thing.
Yes. So, I picked the spotlight of the week. And it kind of goes along with what we're talking about today as well. And it is a book that I am reading. It is the first book that I have read in about
13 years.
Yeah, I was going to say 10. But
13 years.
Oh, yeah. And so it is called, and I saw it, and I was like, hey, that looks good. And so Chris is like, you know what, that looks interesting, too. And so we went ahead and bought it. And it's actually called Death in Big Ben. I'd say I'm about a third of the way through the book at this point. It's each chapter is a
She's been reading it a lot.
Been plot using it to plot to your demise. But it's just each chapter is a different story. Sometimes it's about an accidental death. The other day I read about a suicide. One was a murder. I mean, one was about a guy who got lost but got found. So it's not just deaths. Mm-hmm. There are some rescues in it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
I mean, look at me.
Daphne, you're being so extra. All right, Daphne, I've got a joke for you. Okay, are you ready? All right, get over here where you can talk. All right?
Okay.
All right. What kind of music do you listen to while camping?
Camping music.
No, Daphne. It's rock and roast.
Like, because you roasted.
Hold on. Laughter button. Because gosh knows, I'm not laughing. All right. So, Britt, do you want to? I see where you got this week's trivia from. So do you want to tell us the answer to the trivia question last week?
Last week's question was, what's the shape of the emblem of the National Park Service? And do you know the shape? Daphne, what is the shape of the emblem of the National Park Service?
Triangle.
Close. I know what you're thinking. It is an arrowhead.
Arrowhead.
Yes.
So years ago, I don't remember which park it was. We went, it might have been Yellowstone. Or maybe Shenandoah. Part of the Junior Ranger thing was learning about what each part of the emblem meant. And the arrowhead, I think, was supposed to mean the primitive cultures that lived in the
That
is terrible. The indigenous cultures that live in
Daphne,
the national
parks.
Daphne,
bring me your iPad.
Seriously. Doing this with kids. She's plugging it in.
I know, but I took it away from her.
So. All right, so this week's trivia, we got off of a
Trivia game.
Trivia game about the national parks that we bought at some national park. And we played for the first time. Get over here, woman. Get over here and sit down. So, this week's question is, what is a baby puffin called?
And so Chris got this question and got it wrong.
Yeah. What did I say?
He said it was a puff.
A puff, yeah.
So it's not a puff.
So again, I'm going to say the question, what is a baby puffin called? So if you know the answer, contact us, shoot us the answer.
Contact us on our social media.
On our social media.
Which is, you know, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at ABCD Adventures.
Instagram is still at
ABCD. They can search ABCD Adventures and it comes up. Email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com.
Yep. So, we're still waiting on those to come in. We got some pretty neat stickers planned in the distant future.
Actually, just talked to one of our teachers about some of our students, having them design our official
the logo. Official logo.
Mm-hmm. Because Chris came up with a really great logo, and honestly, we could make the logo it's the B that's going to be the hardest part. Mm-hmm. Because you can find a tent, you can find a moon, you can find a hiking boot, but it's the B, it's the fly rod in the shape
and
of the
bee. And here's the problem. Here's the problem is we don't want someone to just use standard logo things that they found.
Vectors.
We want somebody, vectors. We want them to make it and design it and actually put some effort into it. And so I've done that, but mine's very crude. It looks like a kindergartner made it with crayons. And it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's just not what... We just want something a little more...
Stylish.
There you go.
And professional looking.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So we have a new section that we're adding. We have been recently made...
Well, it wasn't so much because of that. It was our preacher said something the other day, and he said that if we were as passionate about Christ as we were of our passion, what would we be doing with those passions, essentially? And that kind of stuck with me because, like, one thing Chris and I are very passionate about is this. Not so much the podcast, because if we were passionate about the podcast, we'd be a lot more consistent.
Right.
Grammy. It was almost like, how can you make your passion, how can you bring your passion for Christ into your passion? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, how can we bring our passion for Christ into our adventures? And so one of them is we would like to do a different verse every week. And some of them may just be something we heard throughout the week. Some of them may be something that relates to what we're talking about. The one that we're doing today just kind of relates to a little bit of our feature tonight. And it is Micah 1:4. Mm-hmm. And so I'll let Chris go ahead and
read it.
Yeah.
Micah 1:4 says, it's not highlighted. Hold on. You had 1:2 highlighted, so it threw me off. It says, the mountains melt beneath him, and the valleys split apart, like wax before the fire, like water rushing down a slope. Micah 1:4.
And we saw a lot of things like that when we were at our most recent camp out.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I read that one, it definitely made me think of Chisos Basin and, like, the window hike.
Yep.
Definitely.
So, I have some ideas for our next series of hikes, and having a Bible verse to kind of read to the girls might be one of them, like to make a tradition, because we get to the end and we just kind of sit there and we eat lunch and then we go back.
Or we don't even eat lunch. We just get to the top, look at the top, and go down to the bottom.
And then go down to the bottom. Exactly. And so I was thinking, like, we could take hot chocolate and have a little hot chocolate thing, because we got the little mini cups now.
Yeah.
And we could do something like that on our hikes. That way, you know, it just slows us down.
And keeps us warm.
And keeps us warm, except when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
So, our plans for our next trip. Would you like to tell us about it, Britt?
No, I think you should. I feel like I'm not a lot of talking.
I want to do it.
Okay.
Where are we going next? Well, then you can't do it if you forgot.
Let tell me, Mama.
Nope, I want Daddy to do it.
Okay. So on our next trip, we're going to see one of my fraternity brothers that recently moved away.
we'll actually probably have them do a podcast of like picking up and moving their entire lives.
Right. You're going to have to talk into the microphone. You can't be turned away from it. Daphne, don't.
Hello.
Sorry, the microphones are new, so getting used to it. So our next trip, we're going to go and visit them at their home in Nashville. And then we are going to go to Cades Cove. We're going to go to Cades Cove at the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. With just the four of us for a couple days. And then they will join us in Gatlinburg area on that weekend. And we'll have some, you know, some good times together, and then we'll come home. We're planning to do this around our spring break. So. Sounds like it's going to be fun. All right. So tonight for our featured discussion, we're going to talk about our most recent trip to where?
To Big Bend National Park. So if you haven't, if you didn't just hear, we kicked Daphne out.
Yeah, Daphne's
back. And brought Amelia in. And so, just honestly, love Daphne, but she is a six-year-old, and trying to ask her to sit still at 7:30 at night is asking her to sit still at any point is near to impossible. So, but Amelia has just got back from youth group and has eaten dinner, so is joining us for a little bit. But we went to Big Bend National Park, hence why our spotlight of the week was Death and Big Ben.
Yep. And you'll notice that our podcast cover is now a scene from a hike that we did at
our first hike we did.
Oh, you noticed it on Spotify? You can listen to us on Spotify. By the way.
Have you been telling your friends to listen to us on Spotify? Okay.
Are you the reason we have 74 listens on Caprock Canyon?
I've not listened to anything like that.
Well.
Yeah, I wanna go into
it. All right. Remember, don't talk with your mouth open. All right.
So we started the trip. Originally, we were supposed to leave on January 2nd, which is my parents' wedding anniversary. Woo-hoo, go Blake and Sandy. 52 years.
You know.
Right? 52, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, we actually decided to leave on New Year's Day, and I am so ecstatically happy we did.
Yes, we did.
We drove to Midland, and we have some good friends that we got to see. We got to see our friends Brett and Brittany.
Yep.
Shout out to Brett and Brittany.
Yes, and if you want to look them up, they are Mr. and Mrs. Or is it
the,
Mrs.?
The real Mr. and Mrs. Flip.
The real Mr. and Mrs. Flip on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
They do house flipping.
That he is in oil sales and she is mortgaged. So you can also go to I was actually gonna have her be our spotlight of the week sometime. So just stay listening along and I'll give you her stuff. But if you look up the real Mr. and Mrs. Flip, they'll be able to tell you about mortgage stuff as well. And so we went over to them. They just got a new house that they're gonna be reading. An amazing house. Like, oh my gosh. They're gonna have four generations living in it at
some point. Yes. Yeah. Brittany's grandmother.
There's gonna be four generations living in it
her parents,
comfortably.
Yeah. It's a big place. But it's a home that was
her parents don't have a kitchenette though, do they?
No. I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I think they're fine. So,
yeah,
plenty of room. So, we arrived in Midland pretty early. It was a foggy day on New Year's Day.
We went,
and so there wasn't a lot to look at.
But yeah, we went.
I would know because I was the only one awake.
But yeah, we got to Midland real early. We got to Midland about 12:30. Mm-hmm. Brett and Brittany, their kids were napping. Aunt Coco was on her way back from seeing her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And so, because we went to see Brett and Brittany, and then the infamous Aunt Coco.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Coco?
Mm-hmm.
We did go and take a quick trip to Academy.
Yeah,
we did find some really nice pair of pants that I wore the entire week.
Yeah, Chris found a pair of pants. I found a shirt for the girls, which I loved, because it said, Girls Can't Better.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a tint on it, which I don't know if y'all have looked for, like,
girl
camping.
Clothes.
Well, just camping clothes in general. Like, if it talks about camping, it always has, like, the little retro RV on it. It's never a tint. Never,
and we don't
ever.
Do the RV anymore.
We don't. And people find that shocking. They're like, oh, you go in the RV. And I'm like, well, no, we actually sold the RV. And they're like, why? And so I have to go through the whole spiel of why we didn't keep the RV. And honestly, of how it's like so much cheaper and how, you know, whatever and how blah, blah, blah. But the hardest thing was lunch. We get to Midland at like 12:30. Okay. And we want to go and have lunch. And freaking nothing is open.
Nothing.
Nothing.
We eventually found something.
Now, it was New Year's Day. But
expensive.
No, here, but here's my thing.
Expensive.
We didn't want to go. We didn't want to do a chain. Like, we could have gone to Rosa's. We could have gone to, like, we could have gone to anything. But one of our goals when we go to places on our trips is that we go to places that we can't go to. Now, granted,
right.
Midland is not a place that we're only going to go to one time. Like, we will... We'll probably go back and visit Midland again at some point this year, just for personal reasons, just because we have Brett and Brittany and Coco out there.
Right.
So Midland, but still, we didn't want to go to some chain restaurant. So we did find a place that's technically a chain, but it only has like 4 or 5 places. So it wasn't like, and the closest one to us is like South Lake. So
right.
It's not like they
Which
had one like
tells
downtown
you about
Dallas.
How what the kind of quality restaurant
bougie
it was.
A little bougie,
but it was worth
so
it.
So bougie.
Except that I ordered a... never mind. Anyways.
He thought he ordered a beer and he ordered a cider. But it was really... And he got mad because I drank like half of it. But it was really good. But we ended up having New Year's Day dinner with Aunt Coco.
Mm-hmm.
Which she made an amazing ham. Fresh black eyed peas. It was the first time I'd ever had collard greens. And I'm not going to lie, they were good.
Right. So, just to give you some context, I think Coco, have we talked about Coco before?
I don't think we've ever talked about Coco.
So, Coco is Brittany's friend from when she went to Abilene Christian University. They were both in the same
social club
not together.
Not sorority.
Called Gata, something like that.
Yeah.
Gata, you say it right. And then when we lived in Abilene before we were married and...
We were, hold on, where's one? I want to do a... Hold on, we were in Gata together. Where's like a...
The cheer?
No.
Ding, ding,
ding. No. No, never mind. I was trying to think of like a...
Oh, there's not one of those. that's about as close as we get. Anyways, so they were... And then when we lived out there, Courtney, Aunt Coco was a...
She was Chris's mistress.
No, that is not true, Brittany. Don't say that. This is a family podcast. She was a news reporter.
No, she was.
And now
she
she's
a
teacher
and
a principal. And
an assistant principal. But no, they were
and
like,
don't
they
say
were,
that.
No, I would,
stuff.
Well, I would joke with him because
podcast.
He would come, I had to do a lot of work out of, I had to work outside of Abilene. I had to drive to San Angelo a lot. And he would, and so I would leave. It was when the summer before we got married. So I would leave him all these things that he had to do. Like, I need you to tie ribbons on these things. I need you to address this. I need you to write out this. And he would be like, he'd call Courtney and be like, hey, I bought beer. You want to come over and do this? Because he didn't want to do it. And so he would come over and sit and drink beer while she did it. Because she didn't want to sit at home. And he didn't want to do it. And so then I'd call him and be like, I'd be on my way home and be like, what are you doing? And he'd be like, I'm drinking beer. Coco's tying ribbon on bubbles. I'm like, what? You were supposed to do that. And he's like, you didn't specify.
I recruited.
She's weird.
Yep.
But no, so Aunt Coco, well, we called her Coco because Chris went to college with a girl named Courtney and they called her Coco. And so we started calling her Coco.
And just naturally happened.
Then when we had kids, Aunt Coco just sounds so fun, and it's just kind of special. And so we're actually going to go visit Aunt Coco this weekend, too. And so, but she made us like a New Year's Day dinner, which was super fun.
And she gave us a Christmas present.
She did. She gave us a camping Christmas present.
Yep.
She gave us like a s'mores package with like glow-in-the-dark s'more sticks and marshmallows and chocolate and like all the fun, cool stuff. And so that was exciting. And we stayed in a hotel with an indoor pool.
And Amelia fell and cut her leg, and we had to go away from the pool.
Oh my gosh, it was terrible. Okay, talk about falling and hurting your leg. Tell us about it.
She goes.
Which one is it? This one here?
What is that one? The bird?
Yeah.
Yeah, click that one. She's all very right. upset. That's her symbol that she's upset about it.
Ooh.
So we did all that.
So Amelia had a wart on her knee, and so when she fell, wart got completely scraped off.
It. She doesn't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about Bruno.
But here's the thing. I was worried because she like stepped into the pool and then stepped out and was like, "Mommy," and walks over to me, and her leg is like gushing blood. And so I'm like, "Oh God, she just got blood into the pool." Luckily, she stepped into the pool with her left leg and was gonna step into the pool with her right leg, and that's when she noticed it was bleeding. So thankfully, no blood got in the pool. But like, it was like gushing blood.
Yeah.
Like, Chris had to go and like help us carry her up, and it was a whole ordeal.
We had to chop her leg off. That's a joke. That's terrible. That's a terrible joke.
Dun dun dun.
That's a terrible joke.
Wait.
Ding ding ding.
All right. Anyways, so we stayed at the where did we stay, Britt? The hotel. Careful.
It's a Hilton Inn.
Where we're staying this weekend, I think.
No, we're staying at the Home Two Suites.
Oh.
Not the Homewood Suites.
Home Two Suites.
Thanks, Pops.
Anyways.
Happy birthday, Britt.
And the next morning we woke up pretty early and.
Went to Big Bend National Park.
Well, we woke up and we got breakfast, and Coco came and met us for lunch for breakfast. And we got to see her one last time. And then we went and we headed to Big Bend.
Right.
So if you are from out of Texas and you want to fly into Big Bend, Midland is going to be, and it's
a good way to
the Midland Space Station or something. In it.
It's a good
spaceport.
It's a good, like, it has fun activities. Like, we went to a ranger program.
Okay. We're going to get to all that.
Okay.
You're getting ahead of us.
Okay.
We're going to do every day.
Every day.
And I actually forgot about that, so thank you.
All right. We first drove in to Marathon, and that was fun. And in Marathon, we decided I stopped to get gas because from there, it's 70 miles into the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brittany was like, "I'm hungry." And the girls were hungry. So we went to a cafe, and you know how we like to support local business, like it's going out of style. Like if you travel got the money, you don't go and you eat at McDonald's. You find you a local business to eat at if you can do that, a cafe, coffee shop or something.
And I'll tell you.
And there wasn't a McDonald's in that town anyways.
I would say 80% of our spending money on trips is spent going to little random places.
Yeah.
No, probably little random breweries and wineries. But
they're still small businesses.
But we still go, I would say 80% of our spending money is not spent buying souvenirs at the national park. It's spending money on like food and drink at these like random little tiny places that you can't get anywhere else.
Just to go through there, breweries, wineries, fly shops, mom and pop restaurants, mom and pop convenience stores. Don't buy the gas. Go in. Don't just buy gas. Go in and buy.
Yeah, when it's like a small mom and pop, Chris will at least, even if he's just like, "Okay, I'm going to get a Starbucks drink or a water bottle."
Yeah,
like
go buy some drink because they don't make any money off the gas, y'all. What do you want to say? You can't hear? It's because I'm right next to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
If you put this in this ear over here, come on.
You'll hear better.
You will hear me less. Oh, you do it. All right, anyways.
So we went and did there before we headed into the park.
Yeah, and we ate at the Oasis Cafe. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Britt. You're trying to jump in.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I was trying to finish up that section. You can do the next section. So we ate at the Oasis Cafe, and it is a nice place. I can tell you how small it is. That there was only one restroom for the entire place. And so that it was a one holer. It had a nice little nice food.
Mm-hmm.
Big orders of fries, good servings.
The fries were delicious. I ordered tater tots.
That restaurant.
But they were out of. I ordered tater tots and they. And when Amelia got fries, I tasted the fries and I kind of wish I'd gotten the fries because they were even better.
Yep. So.
Awesome.
All right. So, Britt, you tell us about the next two or three parts.
Here. Okay. So,
and I may you can jump in.
So, yeah. We went to the Persimmon Gap Visitor Center. So, that is, so there are two major entrances of Big Bend National Park. The first one is coming from the north, north going south, and the other is on the west side of the park going east.
Okay.
Probably the most popular entrance, the most entered entrance, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, honey, is the
Persimmon?
No, I wouldn't say it's the Persimmon. I would say it's the other one. I would
Terlingua?
Say it's the, yeah, coming in from Terlingua. But, I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe that's
okay.
We need to check that out for
the next time.
Maybe we need to look that up for trivia.
Yep.
But so we came to Persimmon Visitor Center. We checked in. We were actually a little disappointed.
Persimmon.
I said persimmon.
No, you said permission.
Oh. Whatever.
You wrote it.
They had not, and this kind of shows you how remote Big Bend is. I mean, it's the second day of the year, but still not, I mean, and by the time we left, which was the 6th,
it was something that they should have had done already.
They still had not received annual passes.
Yeah.
But that should be something that they should constantly have because the annual passes aren't for the 2024 year. They're from date of purchase.
Right.
And so we were just shocked because we had to spend $50, which don't get me wrong, completely worth $50. But we had to spend the $50 and we still have to go because of how many national parks we're going to this summer. We're going to, of course, get a
annual.
Right. Unless we can find someone in fourth grade to get us one.
Right.
I know some fourth graders.
Yep.
See if I can hit them up.
I know a couple fourth graders that are needed. I want that.
Okay, so what was the name, Amelia, of the campground we went to?
Okay, the campground we need to.
Wait.
We need
to pause real quick. What did we get at Persimmon Gap Visitor Center?
Oh. There's a fun thing.
No.
Join your Ranger packets. If you have been to any national park because of this thing, it's super easy to get theirs. You just ask for it, but they have stamps.
As well.
As well, and that you can stamp. There's little things you can stamp on it. Do the whole type of thing, and it's a fun experience and all that stuff.
So once we left there, it was about...
Before there, we went to Panther Junction. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. After that, we went to Panther Junction.
So we went to Panther Junction after...
which is another visitor center.
Yes. And so it is the main visitor center. So it is located halfway, pretty much about halfway
It's exactly
between,
in the middle of the park, pretty much.
Well, Chisos is in the middle of the park.
Yeah, but you can't
I thought Chisos was in the middle of it.
It is.
Your mother just said that.
Panther Junction is in the middle of where we camp and the main, most popular area of the park.
But you can't drive to Chisos and drive everywhere else quickly. You have to take, there's only one road in and out of Chisos.
Yeah.
That's why Panther Junction's
headquarters. For example, Panther Junction's the headquarters. I'm reading this death in Big Bend. Every single one was, they notified the ranger at Panther Junction. They notified the ranger at Panther Junction. They notified the ranger because it is the headquarters. Because like Chris said, plus there's also not a campground there. And so they're able to have a little more space to there's up here. That's where they keep the helicopter. So apparently that's
where the Aramark employees, or it's not Aramark, but the
Aramark
employees live.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rangers.
Yeah. And so, it's
the people that run the cafeteria and the restaurants.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Panther Junction. And then from there, where did we camp at, Amelia?
We camped at, we were so close to Mexico. And
what's the name of the campground, though? Well, get to it quick.
She's gonna get there.
Okay, so Rio in Mexico.
Spanish.
In Spanish is river. And so my mom and my dad's mad at me doing this, but
no,
I wanna
I'm
do
not.
It.
That's cute.
Rio Grande River.
Hold on.
Do the pink. Do the pink.
Oh, okay, go ahead, click it.
Like an Amelia Jorkin.
Stop. All right, so. I'm sorry, we're testing the new equipment, apparently.
Yeah, we love it.
All right, so we stayed at what campground? What was the name of it?
Rio Grande Village. It's a little village right outside.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Oh, mm-hmm. My. Right outside what? Ma'am?
Right outside a little village with a little, with like a little store. We didn't get to go to its visitor center.
No, yeah, that was the only visitor center we didn't go
to.
Yeah,
random. There's like four visitor center in the entire park. That's the one visitor center we didn't visit.
Yeah. And, okay, so my sister, I was just riding my bike, and then she...
Oh, wait, hold on.
She saw a ball cat out of no random reason, and my parents were asking her questions.
Did you ever see it?
No!
Yeah, so, but, okay, before we get to that, I do want to talk about that. But, so what was really weird is, so, Chiso's Basin is the most popular campsite in the park. And I did not realize this, but because it's Texas, Big Ben, the most popular time to visit Big Ben is November and December, like mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, Christmas. Whereas, like, most other parts, it's summertime because of school being out. That's why Christmas break is probably the busiest time to go visit mm-hmm. because of the weather and everything. Because you can, it's not hot. You're not, you know, dying of sweat and everything, and your kids are out of school. And so we were only able to get into Rio Grande Village, which I was, you know, just like, which I thought, like, oh, cool, Rio Grande Village. I'm expecting like a lot of stuff. I was
expecting
more of like what
an
was
actual
it?
Village.
I was expecting more of what it was at Chiso's Basin.
Oh yeah, yeah, like a lodge. Because
it's
like
called
that.
Rio Grande Village.
Yeah.
It was not a village. No, it was a great campsite. Oh my gosh. Now where we stayed, it was more secluded. It was a non-generator area, so it was nice because we had a lot more privacy.
So quiet too.
A lot more privacy. If we'd been in the like generator area of Rio Grande mm-hmm. Village, we would have had no privacy.
So the non-generator area that we were in had like trees mm-hmm. in between the campsites, but the generator area, the RV area, mm-hmm. no trees. Mm-hmm. There were trees there. There just wasn't trees between each side.
They were more like bushes.
Right. So this is the first time. What does this note mean? The first time what? I can read it, but what do you mean by this?
Oh, this is the first time that we ever had the host come and like give us all these
specific instructions. Oh, the first time in a national park.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had it happen in a state park before. But I can't remember.
I don't even remember it happening at a state park.
Yeah, like once or twice.
Like when the park host was like, "You," which I mean, don't get. They weren't rude about it at all. Like it was like.
Usually we get
sure
in when they're already asleep.
Please
remember
make sure you don't get this. I know, but even the next day they don't come. They like check our stuff and then they go.
They just keep on trucking. Yeah.
These people were like, "Please make." Now, one thing that was definitely unique about Big Ben that is not at any park we've ever been mm-hmm. to, there are no wood fires mm-hmm. at
ever.
All. Ever. Now, I don't know about Chiso's Basin because we didn't go to the campgrounds down there, but I don't think
it's way too dry.
In Big Bend National Park at all, there are no wood fires at all. Yeah, I think we're going to need to.
We're going to have to figure out the table. Anyways.
Yeah. But, right, so like Amelia said, what did
Daphne
see?
So y'all were doing what?
I was just riding my bike and Daphne just came behind me and said, "Sissy, look, it's a bobcat."
You don't believe her?
I don't believe her.
Okay, so I know your sister pretty well. I've known her entire life.
She was not lying.
She is not imaginative enough or doesn't have that good of a memory to see a bobcat and then later on go, make it up. She doesn't have the imagination.
She comes
to make
back
it up.
And she's just like,
not yet.
I just saw a bobcat. And like we're sitting here and Amelia's still riding her bike. Okay, so mind you, Amelia is off by herself. Daphne comes trotting up. I just saw a bobcat, and Chris and I both look at each other. Oh, and the Rangers had told us there were was a group of bobcats that would just, or there was a bobcat. Right?
There's a bobcat family.
There was a bobcat family that would just come and kind of like hang out or whatever. Mm-hmm.
In the northwest corner.
And so.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to move this over to help you.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
And we're so good. We were like, oh, okay. And she's like, well, what did it look like? And she goes, you know, it had ears. And she like put her hands up. You can't see because I have my hands up. But she's like, you know, it had ears like this. And so we,
I'll be right back. Okay.
she goes, it had ears,
Leave
you know, like little pointy ears, like cats.
Like cat ears.
Like, and we're like,
cat ears, Dad.
We're like, how big? And she was like this big. And so it was, you know, probably about the size of like a dog, like a little bigger than Dolly, probably a, you know,
Schnauzer size,
small, medium ish dog. And then we were like, okay. And she goes, and Chris like, yeah, but what kind of tail did it have? And she goes, it didn't have a tail.
And we were like, what?
Yeah, we both looked at each other. And we're like, oh crap. Well, and what's funny is I didn't even think to like run and go like, where's Millia? I guess I was thinking like, there's no way. And then like the more we talked to her and the more we've talked to people that were at the park, like she 100% saw a bobcat.
Yep.
And didn't even...
It didn't faze her.
No.
But, like, 5 minutes later, I was like, well, 20. Next time you see it, like, 20 minutes later, like, I said, if you see something else, that's...
If you see it again, let us know, or if you see something fun, or if you see something, if you see another animal. Oh, when we pulled in, we saw the...
It was either...
Chipamungas.
No, javelinas.
Javelinas.
Or the collared pickeries. I can't remember.
Pickery.
It's one of the two of them. So we saw some either javelinas. They were pig-like or hippo-like, whatever book you read. Anyways, and then like 20 minutes later.
She like comes running up and she's like, guys, I saw a bunny!
And we're like, really? You've like, seen bunnies? Now it's possible she could have seen a jackrabbit or a cottontail. Now 2 days later, we're at a ranger, coffee with a ranger, and she's like, I saw a bunny. He goes, well, we have two kinds of rabbits here. And we're like, okay. He goes, did it have long ears or short ears? She goes, it has short ears. I was like, okay.
We're like,
and he goes, what kind of tail did it have? She goes, did it have a cotton tail or a little long tail? And she goes, it had a cotton tail. I'm like, you saw a cotton tail. You see cotton tails
in our
house.
Freaking backyard. Daisy kills cotton tails in our backyard.
I'm like, are you serious right now, woman?
And she's like, I saw a bunny.
Like, this is not even something to be excited
about.
Or,
I saw a bobcat. Like, it's nothing. Yep. I'm just like, are you freaking kidding me?
Right. I got to plug in the computer. Mama, you do the next part.
Okay. So, so that was Tuesday. So, went to bed, woke up. We
had a great dinner.
Shut up. So, the next day we went to Chisos Basin, which is the most popular area of the campground. Of Big Ben. And so
I am back, my fellow followers.
And so we did our first of three hikes of the trip. We ended up doing, I would say, about 13-ish miles. No, because it was 6.5.
And this window was hike was called the window hike.
We did like, probably 14 miles.
Don't
talk while your mom is talking.
All right, so yeah, our first hike was our hardest hike. So we went from hardest to easiest. And so the first hike was the hardest hike, and like Amelia said, it was the window hike. It was 5.8 miles, and it was it was downhill, which means at so the first part of the hike was completely downhill, which means the second part of the hike was totally uphill. Which is not easy. No, it was gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. It was amazing.
Beautiful hike.
It is actually the cover for the podcast now.
Yes.
It is an amazing hike. Downhill. On the way there.
Yes.
Where's my phone at? I can tell you the amount of elevation.
900. It was like 972 feet. Something like that.
But I mean, we went through creeks, and
there's this one place, and I called it Pride Rock because it literally looks like the on the Lion King where they like hold out Simba, because it was just that
pretty. I know that.
Yeah, and so I'm like, it's Pride Rock.
It's the yeah, let me taste it, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, hey.
Okay, that's enough. All right. So I need to post our, like, our distances and stuff like that. Like, that would be a cool thing, one of these. Yeah. Like, our heights and stuff, just a list of them.
But
and
it was,
that way I can clear it out.
And it was really cool. At the end of the window hike,
Dad almost died.
I will say that it was definitely like the friendliest people on our hikes this time, probably because it was so many Texans. But I actually will say I saw more license plates at Big Bend National Park than I have any other national park.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're gonna have to take a quick break.
Thank you, guys.
We're talking about the nicest people.
Well,
sorry.
No, the license plates.
Oh,
like, seriously, hands down, I saw an Alaskan license plate. Never in any of our trips have I ever seen an Alaskan license plate. Ever.
No. And after the Chisos hike, we went to the hot springs, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was a guy there that was...
speaking French.
There was a French family there. But there was also the guy that was traveling in his van from Idaho.
Yeah, and he'd been traveling for like
six months.
And so, so we went to the window hike, which that was fun. Like I said, it was completely downhill. When you got to the end, the rocks were like completely smooth. So it was almost a little scary.
They had been eroded.
Because they were so W-E-D'd.
W-E-D! Weathering breaks it, erosion takes it, everyone down. W-E-D!
What does the D stand for?
Deposition.
Okay.
Drops it.
Okay, that's enough. All right. A little bit of fifth grade science there, y'all.
There you go. And so...
We have a YouTube video with that.
Yes. Okay. Well, we had planned on, after the window hike, we were like, oh, we're going to go to the restaurant, because we had recently found out that at Chisos Basin, they have
a restaurant.
And so we're like, oh, we're going to go reward ourselves with a drink. Actually, Bo, the best part of the entire window hike. So Chris had been sick leading up to us going. And so it was really hard for him to do the 972 feet back
sick and almost 42. And over, not overweight, but not
overweight according to the BMI.
Yeah. Well, I'm also 5'3", but also 5'4", according to certain convenience stores that I'm running out of. anyways, I was out of shape going back.
So
up
we would
the
be like, so we had these switchbacks and we would be like 2 to 3 switchbacks ahead. And so we're like, all right, let's wait for Daddy. And Daphne finally leaned down and went, hey, hurry up, slowpoke.
She's hilarious.
I really thought at one point she was going to be like, hurry up, old man. But no, she didn't. But I'm pretty sure she did in her head.
Hurry up, old man. You're doing slow.
And so we went, we tried to go to the restaurant because that was our reward for the 972 feet back up.
It's like a reward. Somebody else says something. Yep, you're about to go.
What we decided to do is we went to the hot springs.
So the hot springs.
The hot springs was
sorry guys, we had to dismiss Amelia.
So the hot springs was like a short little hike. Short little walk.
It's like a mile.
It's a mile. I think it's like a mile
round
trip.
Round trip, yeah.
So what was weird though is we had to go into, and you never know, like, okay, are we the only ones doing this? Are we gonna show up and like no one's gonna be like with swimsuits? Like my anxiety is like, okay, I'm about to make the biggest mistake of my life. Luckily, my swimsuit is like a long sleeve swimsuit, so it just looks like I'm wearing a fishing shirt, as is Chris's. But Daphne's like in her full on swimsuit because it's like 65 degrees. It's not cold.
And it's January 3rd.
Yeah.
It was warmer. So the hot springs are in the Rio Grande Village area.
Uh-huh. Yeah. On the Rio Grande.
On the Rio Grande.
River.
So on the Rio Grande River.
Chris hates it when we say that.
Because you know what you're doing? You're saying river, large river. Caught myself doing it though. So
you did it. You did it. We're Santa Elena.
Anyway, so. It is not like I would say before you go to the hot springs, change into your swimsuit. So you
if,
get in
if
and
you
out.
Want to get in the hot.
If
springs.
You want to get in the hot springs, they're not filthy. I mean, people sit in them, and there's silt at the bottom. But they're attached to the Rio Grande.
But what was really cool about it is that, so where this came from is it used to be a man built an actual, like, hotel and, like think, like, Pagosa. I'm thinking, in my head, I thought, like,
think Hot Springs, Arkansas.
I thought, like, Pagosa Springs, where they literally have the hot springs, like, outside.
Right.
Like, I was thinking like that, but at a much smaller scale. But mm-hmm. this was, like, probably, I would say, what, 15 feet squared?
Oh, it was more like, but 20 by 20.
20
yeah,
by 20? Okay. Definitely. 20 feet squared.
I mean, there
20
was
by 20 by 20, but it probably, was just a big square.
Maybe there were probably 25 adults.
Really?
Gathered around that thing. Maybe 20. And with a bunch of kids running around.
What was cool is
kids
you're
being
literally
between under 18.
You're literally sitting in this, and like if you step out of it into the water, you're in the Rio Grande. Mm-hmm. And then you walk like 10 feet, you're in Mexico. So like we literally could have walked into Mexico, like walked to Mexico.
I wouldn't let Brittany walk to Mexico.
He wouldn't. Me and Daphne were real mad. We'll talk about that in Santa Elena.
So.
But yeah, so it was really cool to just kind of sit and think like, and what I think I said to all the adults in there is, how is it that we've been to Hot Springs National Park? And Yellowstone. But we've been to, I'm just saying like Hot Springs. We've literally been to the national parks named Hot Springs and never gotten to sit in a natural hot spring.
Right. Well, you have to go through the bath.
Yeah. And so that was kind of,
it'll be warmed up water.
That was kind of cool to get to like kind of sit in a truly mm-hmm. I've never sat in a natural hot spring before. But I mean, like, you're just sitting in this place that's literally like this concrete that's just eroded. That's just like, and it's the neatest experience because there's Mexico, there's the Rio Grande, there's these mountains. I mean,
it's beautiful.
It's amazing.
There's
it is
cliffs.
Amazing.
We passed petroglyphs. We passed
like all these
nests
little like
of Amio tried to tell me that these nests that were beehive shaped on the side of the cliffs. They're
wasps?
Bats. Or no, yeah, they were wasp nests. I'm like, no, they're not. They're swallow nests. She's like, no, they're not. Mm-hmm. And so like 2 days later, I was like, hey, at that Coffee with the Ranger, which I'm going to suggest to go when we get to that. I was like, hey, what are these nests called? And he was like, they're swallow nests. I'm like,
Boom.
Boom. Rocket slam. All right. So we went back to our campsite, which we were really close from the hot springs.
Yeah.
We're about 7 miles away if you were to walk.
But in the
hike.
Well, no, you could hike 3 miles. So the hot springs to our campsite was a 3 mile hike.
Oh, I thought the map said 7. Sorry.
Three.
I don't remember. Maybe that was the road.
And so it was a real, you know, we went, we made dinner, we hung out. Mind you, this is in winter, so we're in bed. When we go winter camping, we're in bed asleep.
At dark.
We're in bed by 7:30, asleep by 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Because we also want to get up because we have such a shorter day. We want to get up and get our day going. And so, and then because at the window hike, we didn't get our day. Well, the reason we didn't go to the restaurant, the reason we went to the hot springs is because by the time we showed up, the restaurant closed at like 2:30 and didn't open again until 4. And it was like, I think it closed at 2.
So we wanted to get in it.
So whenever it opened, we're like, okay, we need to get to the lot. If we want to check out this restaurant, we need to go because it's going to be, we can't go at like 4:30 because by the time we check it out and drive to our campsite, the sun's going to be setting. So we need to go during lunchtime.
So we decided to do the next biggest popular hike at Chisos Basin.
Hands down, it was
worth it.
I will always say our hike at Caprock Canyon is probably my most favorite hike we've ever done. I'm sure that has a lot to do with the fact that the dogs were there.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was so hard, and so I felt very, like, powerful
empowered.
Doing it.
Empowered, yeah.
Yes, very empowered. But I think a lot of it had to do with the dogs. I really do. I mean,
yeah,
I'll just
they
be
give
honest.
You, the dogs give her power.
Well, the dogs make it strength. Fun.
I guess.
They just make it fun. Where are they, by the way?
They're
hey, Dolly.
Dolly is done.
Oh, gosh. Okay, there's Dolly.
Hey, calm down.
Okay, so
anyways,
little miss washing her face, and so but the Lost Mine is it was great.
Yeah. I was worried that the Lost Mine was going to be like a trip into a valley or a canyon.
It was going to be like the window hike.
That was because that's where mines are, like they're down deep. But it was actually the name of the mountain, so that was pretty awesome.
And so we've gotten about 100 yards, I'd say 100 yards into the into the hike and we saw some people coming down and we were like, hey, so are we going straight up? And they're like, yeah, unfortunately. We're like, no, that's okay. We don't mind going straight up as long as we can come straight down.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, oh, yeah. So that's cool. So we gained like 1,200 feet in elevation.
My thing says almost 1,300.
Yeah.
Plus or minus 1,290. So 1,290 feet. And like on my little picture here, it literally shows a mountain because we're going up and then we're coming right back down. Exactly even. But the views.
Oh my gosh.
You can look at our Instagram.
And this is what's crazy.
Facebook.
We had cell phone service at the top of this mountain.
Yep. We were able to FaceTime our parents.
Like FaceTimed our parents, FaceTimed our friends while we were eating lunch. Like just, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Beautiful views.
Yes. And then
and the people we talked to.
They were so nice.
Exactly.
So nice.
There was I want to lay out there. There was a Christian group of
A&M, church group.
A church group from.
No, they weren't from. They were from Corpus Christi.
Oh, I thought they were from A&M.
No, they were from Corpus Christi.
Just that couple was from A&M.
Yeah, they were from Corpus Christi. And they do like a church trip every year to Big Bend. And they do three.
Young adults.
They do three hiking groups. They do a.
Advanced, intermediate,
and
beginner.
No, they do an intermediate, beginner, and.
Advanced.
No, they didn't do an advanced.
Expert.
They didn't know. It was. What's when you're just like strolling?
Like casual.
They did. I think it was like a casual, beginner, and intermediate is what they did.
Yeah.
Because there was one group that stopped like a lot.
Yeah.
And then there was one group that stopped a little bit. And then there was like one group that like barely stopped at all.
Yep. And then there was another family from Austin that was doing the hike
as
well.
Yeah, that we kept passing.
And we kept passing and saying hello to
them. We passed them. Yep. And so.
And they were, and we saw them the next day.
Yeah. And so that was fun. Night. And so it was really cool to get to do that. It was gorgeous. Amelia definitely she had some anxiety on that hike. It was definitely hard because it was windy. It was very windy.
Yeah. Well, and someone made the comment, hold on to your kids when you get to the top. It's super windy. I'm like, don't say that out loud.
Especially to our kid who suffers from crippling anxiety.
Like, what are you doing to our kid?
And so we did make it down just in time to go to the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's talk about it. Took us like, what, 2 hours to get up?
About 2 to 2.5 hours to get up and 45 minutes to an hour to get down.
Like, it was no time to get down.
But I was also hauling it because my cheerleaders, our cheerleaders were performing and I wanted to see them perform. And so I was hauling it down to watch their performance.
Right.
And so I got down just in time to see them perform.
Yeah. Which was cool.
Yeah. Because they want steak.
So we made it to the restaurant.
Yes, we made it to the restaurant. And we're just kind of sitting around talking about our next day because our day's done at this point. Like, we knew we were going to do the restaurant. We were going to go to Rio Grande Village. We were going to eat dinner, and then we were going to go to bed. So we're, like, trying to plan out our day the next day because we want to make sure we get as much out of our trip.
Right. Well, and we knew that we wanted to do the Santa Elena hike.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
And the Santa Elena hike from Rio Grande Village to Santa Elena is probably an hour and a half.
Right. But then also, there's also another visitor center over there.
Yes.
And we were going to try to go to Terlingua.
Yes.
And have dinner. But then Amelia piped in. And we make plans all we want. But this is the great thing about taking our children.
But she'd been talking about this for a while. Yeah. And she just kept talking about how she really kept sticking with, she wanted to do coffee with the ranger.
Yep.
She wanted to do coffee with the ranger. And I was like, okay, Chris, if we're going to do coffee with the ranger, it is at 8 or 8:30.
It was super early.
It was like at 8. It was at 8:30. So, like, we want to do coffee with the ranger. We're going to have to leave our campsite by 7:30, which means we're going to have to get up at 6:30. The sun doesn't even rise until 7:15. So, it's going to be a difficult morning because we're going to have to get up at 6:30 only because it's going to take us that long to get – because we're going to be freezing cold.
Do breakfast.
Because we were just going to eat breakfast in the car. Like, we're going to have granola bars and bagels. We always bring granola bars and bagels. And that's one thing.
For a car breakfast.
For a car breakfast.
Well, and I didn't even mention that. The second morning, the morning before the lost hike.
The morning of the lost mine.
We went to go wake up Daphne. And Daphne hid herself in the bottom of her sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Like
I had to pull the sleeping bag and dump her out.
She also came out one morning singing the theme song to the new Barbie movie. When I wake up
in my own cruel world.
Anyways.
Get up out of bed and sing to my own girl.
Now we got Amaya doing it.
You can hear.
You can hear.
Hey, Barbie.
Awesome.
All right. So, and so it was just, we made the decision to.
Well, I just said, I didn't say anything. I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I just got up and I went to the person at the lodge because I knew the Chiso's Basic Gown was sold out.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went.
Super popular.
Well, but here's the thing. Chiso's Basin Campground has 30 campsites. Rio Grande Village, 120. Yep. So Chiso's Basin sells out just for the fact that it does not have the space.
And when you get to Chiso's Basin and you see it and see how little space they have.
You understand.
The fact
why.
That it's built in the center of a mountain. Or not a mountain, a volcano. Love you, baby. Amaya's saying goodnight. Say goodnight.
Hold on. You got to rub in the.
Otra vez.
Have you already fed the dogs?
I fed them. Yeah. Why don't you put them outside?
Good night, everyone. Love you. Oh, and hi, Amelia. Amelia,
put the dogs outside.
Not the front, the back.
And so I went to the lodge and I was like, hey, do you, and I'm thinking, again, this is December, most popular time of the year. And I'm like, do y'all have any rooms available? They had one room available that night, and one because it was two more nights. They had one room available that night.
What? Oh, Ken and Gabby. Ken and Gabby. Okay. Sorry, guys. Pause.
Okay. So, I told Chris that, hey, I just kind of want to go and check and see what they have. Which again, I knew that they had a lodge. But again, they were very popular, and by the grace of God and God alone, they had a bedroom, one room available on Thursday night and one room available on Friday night.
Oh, but it was neat, though.
Yeah, but I mean, and it's not like it was spread apart. It's not like it was on two different sides of the park or anything. It was all in Chiso's Basin. Mm-hmm. And so we went.
We rushed back.
And so I went to Chris, and I'm like, hey, do you want to do this? I'm like, this is going to be, we had returned. Because of whatever reason, had to return some of our Christmas presents. And I was like, if we spend this money on our room, we can't go and buy these Christmas, we can't go and buy,
rebuy
Christmas presents. I said, this is pretty much our Christmas presents. And he's like, I think it would be worth it because Amelia wants to do this, you know.
And it's 20 degrees at night.
Coffee with the ranger on Friday morning. We're going to have to get up early on Saturday morning. Like, let's just do it. I was like, okay. So we went and shout out to Charlie, with Aramark and the lodge because they're only supposed to do when you book in person. They are only supposed to book one night at a time.
Mm-hmm.
They technically were not supposed to book that second night. But she overrided the system. She called her boss over and
she recognized the urgency in the situation.
Yeah. Well, I told them the truth. I said, this is what we want to do. And so they took care of it for us. Mm-hmm. And so we hauled it.
Awesome.
We hauled it to, I mean, regular speed. But when we got to Rio Grande Village, I don't think we've ever torn down camp in that quickly of a time.
45 minutes?
It's like 42 minutes from like pulling in to pulling out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention that these campsites at Rio Grande Village had bear boxes store our food, and every campsite had bear boxes. Anyways, even the lodges had bear boxes.
Yeah.
So we broke down in 45 minutes.
Yeah, we went back to Rio Grande. We left Rio Grande Village.
An amazing picture. We found out while we were breaking down that there was a dust storm coming into the Rio Grande Village.
Again, with Chris being sick, it was a really good thing that we were leaving.
Yep. And so we were, if you want to see that picture, it is a cloudy, it's clouds coming over a cliff.
We still haven't even posted our big bin.
Not a bunch of them. Not a lot of them.
No, because you haven't sent me any of yours, so I can post them all.
Oh, it's all my fault. I posted a couple.
I know, but. I'm trying to make it to where we only do one post.
Yeah, but you can't do just one post. But then whatever. I posted them while we were there.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it was just clouds coming over the cliff. The cliff had all its, what, the layers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool. So we spent the night.
At the lodge.
At the lodge at Chisos Basin. Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity to go back to the restaurant and have a couple drinks.
Yeah. The girls
hung out.
We got Amelia for Christmas. We got her a tablet that has data service so she can actually text us and call us. So you could walk to, I mean, like, you could throw a stone at our room from the restaurant. And so we went so she could easily call us or text us from her tablet if they needed something. So we went and kind of had a little alone time. Got to talk to some people that did national park visits that had been driving through Texas. Uh-huh. And then we also got to talk to the bartender who, this was really neat.
Yeah, he had been a bartender. At one of the lodges at the Grand Canyon.
At the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm.
And so it was really interesting.
And you could tell the north rim and the south rim do not like each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, he didn't care for the south rim.
Yeah. So.
But that was interesting.
He was literally like, you can go do the south rim in 30 minutes. It takes you 7 to 10 days to do the north rim. Mm-hmm. We were like, oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, a little bitter. So we pull a trailer now with all our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to park our trailer,
mm-hmm.
And we were able to cook just outside our room.
Yes.
So we had dinner out in the
picnic area. We had Frito chili pie that night.
Frito chili pie that night.
Go to sleep.
We went to bed.
I got in trouble. I called my friend Robin because Chris tried to mention this earlier, and I kind of cut him off. Big shocker that we are leading our family ministry. And so mm-hmm. I called our friend Robin to kind of talk to her about some stuff with that. And we just got into a conversation. And a guy stepped out and was like,
we're going to bed.
I'm
going to
be going to bed. Thanks. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, and again, with the darkness, here's the thing is that here's the thing that we're having the trouble with Daphne. We're waking up to go to school at 6 a.m.
Like, we leave our house at 6:40.
And
the sun doesn't rise till 7:15.
So mad.
She's like, it's still nighttime.
She's so mad. She's ready to do this to us. Anyways, she's mad because she's like, it's still dark outside. It is not time to go to school. I'm like, bro.
It's nighttime. It's
welcome
not daytime.
Welcome to adulthood. Like, it is dark when we get home. It's dark when we go home, go to work. Just get used to it. That's the peasant livelihood. Anyways, so she was not happy about having to wake up early.
Yeah.
To do anything.
But so I was apparently too loud, but whatever. And so we go to bed, and we wake up the next morning, and we go to Coffee with the Ranger.
Coffee with the Ranger, which is at the lodge there at Chisos Basin.
And
it was cool.
Let me tell, well, both literally and figuratively. It was cold. What was really awesome is, so one thing we collect two things every time we go to national mm-hmm. parks. We always get a mug and we always get an ornament. And there's one place we haven't gotten a mug at.
And stickers and patches.
Yeah. But there's one place we haven't gotten a mug at, but we also didn't get Junior Ranger patches there either.
March 2024. Anyways.
No.
We didn't get Ranger badges.
Great Sand Dunes.
We didn't get Grand Ranger badges.
I know, but we got a mug there, I think. Or maybe we got a blanket. I don't know. But I'm thinking Great Sandies.
We did get a blanket.
I'm thinking Great Sandies.
No, we didn't get a blanket at the Smokies.
I don't know.
We need to get a blanket at the Smokies.
Maybe we didn't get a mug either. I don't know. But we are definitely doing that. But
no, we didn't get a blanket this summer either.
No, but I didn't want one.
Yeah. All right, so.
So we went to Coffee with the Ranger. So we actually got two coffee mugs because it was like the Friends of Big Ben, yeah, and they like
the
sponsorship and stuff. So that was really cool. The girls got to ask a lot of questions. They were very.
Daphne got to tell her story. She had two stories that she told. She had one story about her bobcat and the rabbit that she saw. The other story she told was about how Amelia was scared that Mama was going to throw her off the window, the ledge at the window, when Brittany was like, we were like 30 feet away from the edge. We're just trying to position her.
Like, I was trying to position her because she was, like, leaning.
But, again, her anxiety was kicking in.
She was leaning, and it looked like she was going to fall. So I was trying to move her so she didn't fall. Like, not fall backwards, but, like, fall to the side. Like, she was leaning to the side, and she was like.
Let me just say, hey, this preteen time that we're having, I am glad. I'm glad we started this. Amelia is very, very into the camping. She's into the national parks. She's into the Texas State Park thing. But when she wants to be, now she, you know, she's worried about her friends and stuff like that. But it, she still wants to be a junior ranger.
Mm-hmm.
She's still really into that. She wanted a junior ranger backpack for Christmas. We got her one. Long before.
We got her one for her birthday.
Yeah. Long before Christmas. And then we like, it was like, hey, do y'all want junior ranger coffee mugs? Heck yeah. They want some junior ranger coffee mugs with carabiners as the handles.
Well, and what's hilarious
like, that
is
like, just like,
I'm pretty sure people were slightly impressed at the coffee with the Rangers because our kids were legit drinking coffee with the mm-hmm. Ranger. Because that's our thing. Our kids drink coffee. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't drink it at home, but when we're camping, they will have coffee. Now, there's a lot of ice in it to like water it down / cool it down, but they will drink straight black coffee.
Because we're raising sorority girls. They have to have it iced down.
But hey, they don't have it with a lot of creamer.
Yep. They don't have it with any creamer because we don't keep it in the house.
That was cool. And then we drove to the Santa Elena Canyon.
Oh, man. Y'all, the Santa Elena Canyon is not a hard hike at all.
No.
It's about a mile and a half.
I would say it was 2 miles. 2 miles.
Let me see.
Two full miles.
Says. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
One side of the canyon is in Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Rio Grande.
And because the Rio Grande is actually not a clear river, because it is more murky, you can actually see the reflection of the canyon on the water.
So it's a mile and a half. Yeah, there were places where I was like, oh, y'all, look, you can see big fish, because they told us there were catfish and gar and stuff like that. I was like, look, we can see the fish. And it wasn't fish. It was reflections from the strati
of the
canyon wall
mm-hmm.
further up. Higher up, we actually didn't see any animals, and I was kind of disappointed in that portion. We saw some more either javelinas or collared pickeries on the way
mm-hmm.
down there.
We saw a ton of roadrunners the whole time we were there.
Oh my gosh. We had a roadrunner. Me and the girls had a roadrunner while Brittany was in the working on the lodge situation. We had a roadrunner running right in front of us, like maybe 2 feet away from us, and he was not scared of us.
Mm-hmm.
Our roadrunners are the elk, I guess.
Of Big Ben. So we went from there. We went to the Castellon Visitor Center. And what's kind of cool about Castellon
is there's one thing about the Santa Elena Canyon that I gotta say.
Are you gonna make fun of me?
No. Well, did you say Rio Grande River?
No.
Multiple times?
You did.
Why would I did say it. I'm kind of disappointed myself.
So me and Daphne were really mad at Chris because we wanted to walk across the river and go into Mexico, but he wouldn't let us.
That wasn't it. It was the fact that the girls got to do an echo for the first time ever.
Oh my gosh, you're such a nerd.
Hello, it's me. All right.
You're looking for... But no, so there was this little portion, and had it been a little bit more shallow, or had there not been as many people, me and Daphne totally would have gone into Mexico.
Oh, they would
Mexico.
Have swam across. If it had been hot, they would have swam across. So,
but
after
like,
that,
Chris
we went
like,
to Castellon.
No, you can't walk into Mexico. That's illegal.
That's her making fun of me. Here, I'm going to do a fake laugh.
I don't understand why you laugh.
Yeah, because it's a mocking me.
Because you're funny looking.
Yeah, you're funny looking. All right, anyway, so after Santa Elena, we went to Castellon, which is a visitor center.
Talk about Castellon. Kind of the...
So Castellon had been a trading post and an army fort.
Indigenous.
It's not even indigenous. The style was Pueblo.
Yeah.
In style, but it's more of a Spanish, Hispanic style Pueblo building, which, let's be honest, is still indigenous, like you said. It was definitely
indigenous built
for there.
To that area.
Yeah, indigenous to that area. Pretty place.
But there was apparently a fire about 10-ish years back.
Let me tell you, the drive on the way down from Chizos Canyon, this was this was half the park that we hadn't seen yet. And the girl, you know, Brittany kind of phases out on her phone. The girls are playing with their game. They're not on their tablets. They're not allowed to have tablets in the park. But, and I'm not digging on Brittany. That's just what you do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
Because honestly, if I don't have my phone, I'll just fall asleep.
Yeah. And that's the last thing I wanted to happen.
Yeah.
Because I like being able to point and like, look at that, look at that, look at that. And it was, I mean, we saw some beautiful country on the Rio Grande Village side. But on the way to Kesselon, gorgeous, gorgeous views. The mule's ears, great views of Chisos Basin. You can see the window.
That's why it was really cool from the Santa Elena hike. They have this one thing where they say, okay, this is the window. This is Emery Peak. This is the South Rim. Like all these big points, you can actually see them from a spot on the Santa Elena Canyon hike. So that was really cool to get to experience.
Right. That night, and maybe you would like for us to mention this.
So we came back, we got into our,
Oh, they got sworn in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they got sworn in. That's when we found the Death and Big Ben book. And so we went home, we got our room.
We went back to Chisos
Basin, switched rooms. And probably one of my highlights of the trip is, so they have the window hike and then they have the window trail. So the window hike is this like 6 mile strenuous hike. And then the window trail is this like
quarter mile
walk.
Yeah.
Like this walk on like pavement.
It's wheelchair accessible.
It's just like a little walk, paved and everything. And it's literally you just walk to like the overlook to where you can see the window. And so Amelia wanted to walk it by herself. And we're just not quite ready to give her that much independence.
Yeah. I literally told her, I said, if you were 14, maybe.
And so I said, how about we go together, just me and you? And she's like, yes, yes, let's do that. And so we went and walked. And
she and Brittany.
It was so funny. We're both dancing. We're goofing. She's taking pictures. And, you know, preteens, teenagers, they don't want to be with their parents. And so I want to enjoy every moment. She'll do it. And then when we were doing that, she was like, Mommy, can we have dinner at the restaurant? And I was like, because Chris had mentioned it earlier, and I was like, did your daddy tell you today? And she goes, no, I was just thinking about it, and I think, like, it would be really special. I've been really stressed this trip, and I would just like to do something really special. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, fine. And the food, we did go and have dinner there. The food was amazing. So good.
Right.
So good.
And just, I mean, I hate to say that the National Park Service is not a small business. It's part of the government. But if we want things like lodges and restaurants within the parks, we have to spend the money there.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
not cheap.
It's not cheap, but it's like a small business, though, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. And also, think about how hard it is to get the food to places like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're not talking about, like, driving down I-20 and dropping it off at, you know, Chewy's and Olive Garden. Like, you're having to literally drive through.
I imagine a truck goes once a week tops, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
a service truck. So it was really good food. I had a really good steak.
Yeah,
I had a really good steak.
It was good. And so it was
worth it.
It was absolutely worth it. And so that was a lot of fun. And then we went and we did the night sky program, which of course we did that at Big Meadow in Shenandoah 4 years ago.
It was cloudy
4 years ago.
It was cloudy
when we went at Shenandoah. This was perfectly clear skies. We could see the Milky Way. We saw Andromeda.
We had a ranger that had 16 years experience doing that kind of stuff. I mean,
like,
he put on a good
he did
show, good presentation, a good program.
And then the girls got to go look through a nebula, look through a massive telescope and see a nebula.
At a nebula.
I thought I was going to have to fight some women because they kept trying to cut in front of my kids. I was like,
Brittany gets froggy when it comes to her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it was a great, and it was the perfect ending. It was the perfect ending. Oh, and one thing I didn't mention, the room that we moved to, oh my gosh, it had a balcony,
overlooking
Emery Peak. Oh my gosh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so we got to sit out there during the sunset. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. So that was great.
And we got to go back to our hotel room and the lodge. The girls went to bed. Let me tell y'all, I got in bed before them, but I sat up and read, and I just and they were laying there in bed, and they fell asleep before I did, for the most part. Brittany was outside just enjoying, which there was a great patio on this place. But the best thing about our trips is the bonding that we have with our children and that they have with each other.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And they could fight like cats and dogs.
The entire time.
But then they lay in bed and they're sharing a rollout bed mm-hmm. of all things. And they're sitting there telling each other, good night, sissy. Good night, sissy. I love you. I love you too. And then they're cuddling head to head in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm glad that we fostered this kind of relationship, this kind of love between our children. And I hope it doesn't stop because we're not going to stop these trips.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she's turning 12 this year. I don't care what she says. We're still going.
Yeah.
You know? So we did wake up at 6 in the morning, load up, hook up the trailer.
I'm going to tell you, it was not, I mean, I know I didn't have to drive it, but like we left at 6 in the morning and we got home at 4:45.
I mean, we got to Midland by noon.
I'll be honest, when we got to Midland by 10.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, it felt like, now it felt to me, felt like one of the easiest drives we've ever made.
It wasn't, it was not bad at all. The best part was that we got to see the sunrise and you were asleep, but.
Daphne
was freaking out because it's the first time she's ever seen a sunrise.
Well, and what's funny is we're pulling her out and she's like, why are we leaving? It's still night out. It's dark outside.
Yep.
We're like, Daphne, it's she was not having it.
And I said, you can go to back to sleep when you get in the car. And she's like, okay.
And she never went back to sleep.
She didn't sleep the entire time. She goes, Daddy, look how the sunrise the sun is rising over the mountain. Daddy, I gotta take a picture of this. Like those kinds of things. And she's pulling out her little iPad to take pictures. Y'all may know, we give the girls iPad minis as soon as they hit as soon as they hit a national park or a state park, they have to put them up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to look for stuff.
And they know it. They know it too. They're like,
and they hold each other accountable.
Like they'll be like, Sissy, I'm getting mommy and my iPad, Sissy. And so it's really funny.
Yeah. So, if you ever have the chance, go to Big Bend. It is some of the most beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. You don't know, you can't believe you're in Texas.
You can't believe you're in Texas.
That I don't love Texas. I know everyone knows. If you know me, you know I love Texas.
I mean, it is literally the Big Bend of the Rio Grande
River.
y'all. Anyways. Man, it's just a wonderful place to visit. And there's some great people there. There
mm-hmm.
really are.
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel distant or do I need to be right here?
No, you're fine.
All right. So it says we're supposed to do a commercial break, but I don't think we need to do one.
Okay, because we've taken a lot of breaks.
Yeah, lots of breaks. So on our next podcast, what are we going to talk about?
So we're going to talk, we've done a couple of trips, and so we'll probably talk about both of them because neither one of them were super major. But there's a state park pretty close, super close to where Chris grew up, called Cooper Lake State Park. And we've done a couple of trips there.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about just kind of Cooper Lake State Park. And if you're in the Dallas area, how this is a great state park to go to kind of get your feet wet.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we took Daisy and we put the little life vest on her and her tail would turn like a propeller? That's so funny. All right. So, anything else you want to throw in?
No, that's it.
I mean, it is 11 o'clock almost. So thank you for listening to the ABC Adventures podcast. We hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit more about our trip to Big Bend National Park. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok and Facebook at ABCD Adventures and Instagram at ABCD Camping. Again, like Brittany said, if you look up ABCD Adventures,
it still pops up.
It still pops up. Also, email us at abcdadventures2020 at gmail.com. Anytime with ideas and suggestions on topics or trips, you do the last line.
And guys, no matter what you do, thank you so much for listening. And remember to go where you feel most alive.
Woo! Hold on. End of show. Applause. Where's it at?